We want y'all to pray with us tonight. We have a message on healing. Amen. Healing of the mind, healing of the soul, healing of the body. And my topic is healing in His name.
Yes.
So I want to tell you this. Anytime you do something in His name, you know things going to work out in a minor way. Because yes. He got a name above every name. That name, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess.
That's His word.
I mean, to know there's power in that name.
Amen.
And I want you to keep that in your mind as we deliver and pray for us as we deliver tonight about the power in the name of the Lord. Praise God. Amen. And I want to say whatever going on in your body, whatever affliction you may have, amen. I want you to know to come to and let God touch you tonight.
Yes.
Amen. Send that healing touch.
Yes.
He is able. I mean, there is healing in His name.
Amen.
I know we've been hearing that for years, but don't disregard that. It works. It's true.
Yes.
It's accurate.
Yes.
God can do what He said He can do.
Amen.
God can do all things. Amen. So I want you to recognize that tonight. And before we get with our message, I want to sing this song here, number 303. Amen. There is healing. Amen. Do we realize that tonight?
Amen.
I say there is healing in the name of the Lord.
That's right.
Praise God. Amen. There is healing in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God. There is healing in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. I want everybody to hear that loud and clear. All over the universe, there is healing in the name of the Lord. Amen. Let's turn to 303 right here. Praise God. Sister, give it.
Simply trusting in the Savior, healing burden now receive. You must never waver. His unfailing word, believe.
Casting
on the cares of Jesus.
Go to the arm of flesh.
Yes.
Amen. It did not go to the doctors. Only thing we know is that bottle of oil. And when we get sick or headache or cold, amen, we'll go run and get the oil and take it to mom.
That's right.
Amen.
Thank
then
you.
Mom wet the forehead.
Yes.
Praise God. Anoint in the name of the Lord. Huh?
Yes. Amen.
Prayer of faith shall save the sick.
Yes.
Praise God. And she prayed the prayer of faith. And we got healed.
Yes.
Amen. I'm going to move on now, but I want to say one thing else about my mother. When it comes down to healing, I know what God can do. My mother never boasts about the gift of healing. But I told her numerous of times, I said, Mom, you got the gift for healing. Because everybody, majority of the people she prayed for, they got healed. Even me, myself, our whole family. We had a neighbor there in the community, praise God, couldn't see, went blind. Amen. And my mother was like the clergy of the community. And they called Sister Lynn and said, hey, the neighbor, Anderson, her name was, and she called and said, Sister Lennon, I need you to pray for my husband. He went blind. All of a sudden, he was seeing, but his blindness took over. Mom went over there and prayed, and I took over there because I'm looking. I was a little boy then, but I'm looking. And I'm glad I was looking because I'm still looking.
Amen.
Come on, somebody.
Amen.
I got faith now to know what God can do because I've seen it growing up as a youngster.
Yes.
Praise God. My mom went over there and talked to the man and prayed for the man and amen. And the man was a Catholic. And he said, you know what, Miss Lennon, if your God would heal me, I'll come to y'all church.
All right.
Amen.
All right.
Praise God. But guess what? It was around Christmas time. And he said, I just got one request. I want you to pray where I can see my lights on my Christmas tree. I want to be able to see my lights yet. Amen. That was like 3 weeks before Christmas. Guess what, church? His wife called and called my mom and said, Miss Lemon, Eddie is seeing the lights
on
the Christmas tree.
Come on.
Ain't God good?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
So I said, man, so I'm a little guy, a little youngster, and I'm saying, man, look here at the miracle of God. I never seen, amen. I have read that the Lord can open blind eyes and
yes.
He can, amen, unclog deaf ears and He can make the dumb speak. I read it through the scripture, but these big brown eyes saw what God can do. Amen. So I'm here to tell you tonight God can do it.
Yes.
Amen. I'm going to tell you another encounter. And y'all heard this before because I remember preaching in, amen, and telling you about this in Miami. Amen. My mother had a major stroke. Couldn't move nothing on the left side. She was dragging that old dead side in a walker. One day she got tired. And I want to tell you, we got to get tired. Amen. We got to get tired of how our bodies are feeling. We got to get tired, amen, on how the devil is just keep nagging and bringing his pain and all
yes.
his all his mess. Come
yes.
on. Amen. We got to get tired and say, Lord, here am I.
That's right.
So my mother got tired. I hear somebody say it last
yes.
night. But I'm going to tell you what my mother did right in the house. She said, she said, I'm tired of the devil. Amen. She got a walker and started walking to the front door. Praise God. Barely could make it. Amen. And I will say, Mom, where you going? I said, you can't go up. I ain't going outside. Leave me alone. She got on, walked. Praise God. Opened that door. Amen. She had a stroke. She didn't move that left side. But that side, she couldn't. She could move. She took that foot and chipped it there behind.
Praise the Lord.
I said, get out of here.
Praise
get out of my life. And guess what? 3 days later, my mother will walk.
Praise the Lord.
Look at God.
Yes.
Amen. This ain't no plaything.
That's right.
Whatever you need from God, God yes. can do it.
Yes.
Amen. He
yes.
can show up and He can show out.
That's right.
Amen. He can demonstrate what He's going to do. And we're going to prove it through the Word. Praise God.
Amen.
But I tell you, I appreciate Paul and Peter and John and all of them. Amen. Of their recording here. But I have seen with my big brown eyes what God can do.
Amen.
I know what God can do. Praise
yes.
God. So So I want to let you know, whatever you're going through with tonight, amen, your sickness, amen, your pain, your agony, God can heal you tonight, praise God. Amen. You don't have to keep around here, amen, in pain. God can make a way, praise God. He can. Didn't he die for this? Amen. He died for our healing.
Yes.
Yes, he did. Let's prove it through the scripture. Let's go here to Isaiah. Isaiah, the 53rd chapter. Amen. Isaiah, the 53rd chapter. And I want that fifth verse, praise God. It said, but he was wounded for our transgressions.
Yes.
Huh? He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed.
Praise the Lord.
Ain't the Lord good? We are healed, church. Claim it and name it, praise God.
Yes.
Amen. We are healed, praise God. When you pray and you believe, that's all it takes. Amen. Faith, faith. Amen. That's all it takes, faith, is belief. Praise God. Ain't God good in here?
Amen.
Praise God. Faith is a powerful word. Amen. And I thank God for faith. That's believing in the Lord. The scripture said faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things
not seen.
Not seen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. If you can see it, then while yet hope for it. Amen. You can see it. Amen. You know, but faith is what you don't see. It just looks impossible. It looks hopeless. It looks like it can't be done. Amen. Sometimes you start studying up on your diagnosis and you start seeing, well, they said this got to be like this and I got to wait these many days and this could last forever and this is something that's going to be lasting. Amen. The Lord ain't in that with statistics. Amen. When you trust God, amen, God can come and wipe all the pain away. He can come and heal you to the uttermost. Praise God. Amen. We're talking about the Lord. Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. Only thing will hold us up is we have lack of faith. Praise God. Believe what God can do. And that's what I want you to do tonight. Whatever you need from God, he can provide. Amen. We don't have to walk around ear down and out, head dragging, and we all just moping around and all this power God has. Come on in here. Tap into the power. Tap into his power. Amen. Let God come in you and you in him. Praise God. You'll see a miracle in the name of Jesus. Amen. He just didn't do it in Galilee and Judea and all of those places, but he can do it right here in Alabama.
Praise the Lord.
Come on, somebody. He can do it right here in Miami, Florida.
Yes.
He can do it right here in North Carolina.
Yes.
He's God. He's God over the universe.
Yes.
He's God everywhere. We don't have to be weary and well doing. Praise God. Only thing we need to do is tap into the rock, and the rock is Jesus Christ. Praise God. I know he can do it. He, you know, sometimes, like I said, we've been hearing this. Amen. And sometimes we just, you know, we've been hearing it years and years. He's a miracle worker, and he can do this. And sometimes we just get in our little mind and just hear it and really don't believe it. But I want to tell you, church, he is a miracle worker. Praise God. He can do what he said he can do, and he can do it well. Amen. Come on in here.
Amen.
But I'm going to make this thing balanced, though.
Yeah.
Amen. Sometimes when I was studying this message, the Lord gave me this thought here. And we got to realize this as well. Now we must realize that also, you know, sometimes, amen, God chooses to take us out of our pain and
that's
suffering.
Right.
Come on. Amen.
Right.
Praise God, you know. Not always you just going to get healed like and be ready to go back. You get healed and you can keep moving. But sometimes the Lord, a death will come. Huh?
Yes.
Amen. Sometimes, amen. That's healing too. Do you know that's healing?
Amen.
He taking you out of your pain. He taking you out of your agony. Praise God. But that's his choice. How many know God does what he wants to do with us? Amen.
Amen.
It might be your time. Amen. Amen. The Lord wanted to give time and he didn't want to take time. Amen. Praise God. So we don't know how the Lord want to do this thing. Amen. The Bible says from the body, it said be absent. He said we be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Praise God. Sometimes we're going to have to be absent. Amen. And that's all right. Because you're going to heaven.
Yeah.
I mean, no, heaven is a place of greatness. Yes. Praise God. Heaven is heaven. You ain't got to worry about no more pain. You ain't got, like I said, when my brother passed away, amen, he ain't got to worry about no oxygen tanks. He ain't got to worry about no more meds. Yeah. He ain't got to worry about, amen, amen, all that poking in with needles. And yeah. Praise God, he's somewhere, amen, in heaven and glory world, praise God. Amen. Yeah. He ain't got no pain. He ain't got no agony. He ain't got to worry no more. Every day is Sunday. Praise God. Everything is a glorified thing. Yes. Praise God. And that's why the devil tried to work so hard, amen, for us to escape that place. Yes. But we're going to let the devil know, as I said to you last night, he just got to go. Amen.
Right.
I give him a nickname. His name is Jack to me. I call him. I say, Jack, you got to go. Amen. Right. You got to get out of my life. You got to get out of my home. You got to go about your business. Praise God. Get out of my body. Get out of my body. Quit trying to, because your job is to steal, kill, and destroy. You're trying to destroy me. You're trying to kill me.
That's
praise
right.
God. But I'm going to trust in the everlasting God that will bring life and life more abundantly.
Yes.
Praise God. We ain't got to sit around here walling and dolling. We just trust the Lord and stand on his promise. Amen. Sometimes he might don't come when you want him, but he's always on time.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Amen. He's always on time. Praise God. You just wait on him. Amen. He had to teach Martha, amen, and Mary, amen, that, didn't he? Praise God. They were praying and said, Lord, my brother's sick and you come. Praise ye the Lord. I'm just paraphrasing now. Amen. My brother's sick. Amen. So the Lord didn't come. The Lord waited till he died. Amen. He died and got and was buried. How many days? 4 days.
Yes.
Praise God. He was stinking. Praise ye the Lord. Yes. And now, you know, Mary and Martha, they got kind of a little attitude. Amen. You waited till my brother died. I called you so speak a few days ago and he was sick, but now he dead. Come on. Why are you coming on the scene now? Maybe that's in other words. I let him know Jesus said, I am the resurrection.
Right.
I am the life.
That's right.
Amen. He may be dead, but I'm so glad we got a God that can raise you from the dead.
Yes.
Amen. Ain't that a great a blessing? Amen. Just to raise somebody from the sick. But you didn't see many people get raised from the dead. We got to realize who we serve. Sometimes we think our situation is a hopeless situation. Sometimes we think our problem, our sickness, amen, cannot be handled. But you got to realize who we serve.
Amen.
We serve a big God that can do big things.
That's right.
Amen.
I am the resurrection and the life.
Yes.
Get up out of your problems. Get up out of your pity party. And let me handle your trouble. Do you know that was the reason for the resurrection? Amen. That was the reason for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Amen. See, he proved he was an example to show us that we can get up. He went down Friday night and he got up on Sunday morning.
Uh-huh.
Amen. And now through that resurrection, through him getting up, we can get up.
That's right.
Amen. We ain't got to wallow and dolly and amen. We need to brush ourselves and get up. Amen. And start this thing and do the right thing.
That's
why you got a chance. Praise God. Amen. Amen. I thank the Lord. I said,
amen.
I thank the Lord. The Lord is good, and he's good all the time. Amen. Amen. So at this time, we want to read and see what the word say here. Amen. Let's turn over here to Matthew. Matthew, hallelujah. Pray for us, church. Amen. Pray for us. Matthew, the 4th chapter. Amen. Let's see what the word say. Amen. That's what we got to do a lot of times. Go back to the word. Amen. The word will answer every question and it'll work out every problem. Amen.
Amen.
It said here, from the time Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, and Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net in the sea, for they were fishers. And he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Amen. Amen. Won't nothing, I'm not trying to tell you all you can't fish. But at this occasion, the Lord wants him to be fishers of men. It's time to save some souls. Amen. Amen. So don't worry about that natural fish. Amen. Let's be fishers of men. And he was obedient. He said, and they straightway, they didn't procrastinate. A lot of times the Lord tell us to follow me, and we wait 10 days or 10 months or 10 years. Come on, somebody, to follow Jesus. But the Bible said they straightway left their nets and followed him. And there's another recording, I think it's Luke over here, but it said they immediately, come on, somebody. When God tells you to do something, sometimes that's how we lose our blessings, by being slothful. Amen. The Lord said, come on, get off the sea bank, so to speak. Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they left their nets, and they followed him. Amen. Yes. How many know we got to do it God's way? Amen. Praise God. Our way might have been, well, you know, let me, hold on, Lord, let me catch a few more fish. I ain't quite ready yet. You know, we bargain with the Lord. But I'm here to tell you, ain't no time to bargain with him. When he speaks, we do what he tells us. Amen. Immediately, yes. Praise God. Yes. So they began to follow the Lord. And it said, and going from thence, he saw other two brethren, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, in a ship of Zebedee, their father, mending their nets, and he called them. And they heard it immediately. Did they say slowfully?
No.
But immediately they left the ships and their father and followed him. And Jesus went about all Galilee. Now look what Jesus was doing. Teaching in the synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. Praise God. Amen. I'm here to tell you, he didn't leave nobody sick. Amen. Everybody got well. Everybody got healed. Praise God. Healing all manner. He didn't tell few, but all manner of sickness, all manner of disease among the people. I'm here to tell you, he's that same God today. Amen. He's that same Christ today. He is able to heal you of all your diseases. Amen. All of your affliction. The Bible said many afflictions of the righteous, but he the one deliver you out of them all. We ain't talking about a disabled God. We ain't talking about a God that cannot produce. We talking about a God that can work, and he can work miracles. Amen. What's ailing you tonight? What is your problem? What's going on in your body? What's going on in your soul? Praise God. Amen. How many know he's a healer of the soul and he's a healer of the body? Amen.
Right.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. He is. He can do it. Praise God. He's a mighty good God. Amen.
Yes.
That's why I love him. That's why I serve him. Amen. Anything I need, if I need healing, praise God, I can call on him. Amen. Praise God. When pain racked my body, praise God, I can call on the Lord. Ain't God good? Praise you, Lord.
Amen.
This thought comes to me right now. I remember, amen, when my brother, that night he passed away, amen, I was there because at that facility, we preached there every other Tuesday night. Amen. And that Tuesday night, he passed away, but after I got to the service, we went to his room. Me and the family went to his room. We had service. We sung and we prayed. Praise God for him. Amen. And I remember, this was unique here. I remember praying for him. And I laid hands on him. I said, Lord, I said, whenever you come, I said, you know, I release him, amen, to you. And open up the heavens for him to come in, Lord. And I said, so he can be with you. Give him a smooth transition. I was just praying that type of prayer. Amen. And so then, after we left, we went home after prayer, just so I could get in the house, do the phone run. Ring, ring. I picked up the phone. They said, is this Pastor Leonard? I said, yes. You know, your brother just expired. He said, you just left 10 minutes ago. Right after you left, he expired.
My Lord.
Look at God. The Lord answered that request because I told him to open it up.
Yes.
He opened up the heavens and took them. And you know what? I told the lady, she was trying to console me. I said, sister, I said, I'm fine. I said, God did what he's supposed to do. I'm satisfied. And I know he's really satisfied. praise God, because you don't know to glory world. But that's what I'm trying to say, amen. Sometimes when the Lord see fit, amen, he go take us on. Amen. Amen. Out of pain, out of agony. Glory. Amen.
Amen.
We live to be here always. Mama said we all got to die. But after this is the judgment.
Yes.
Amen. We may die, but we're going to be judged.
Right.
Don't think we're just going to die and just rot. Amen. No, we don't die, but one day we're going to come out that ground. Amen. The Bible said all the dead shall rise.
Yes.
Praise God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first.
Right.
We all going to be called up to meet him in the air. Praise God. So
yes.
that's a type of healing. So my brother, amen, he didn't heal. He ain't got no more pain. He ain't got no more sorrow. He ain't got no more agony.
That's
amen.
Good.
He ain't got no more discomfort. Praise God. He's there in heaven. Ain't God good in here?
Yes.
Praise God. That's why we're working. And that's why we're living. We're living to go to heaven.
Yes.
So let's go.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. Lord, it's his choice. Whatever you want to do, my mother used to say, live or die, Lord, I'm going to trust you.
That's
praise
right.
God. You take me out of here, I'm going to still trust you.
Yes.
If you leave me here, I'm going to still trust you.
That's
praise
right.
God. Amen. We live in a win-win situation. Praise God. We ain't no on the losing team, and we on the winning side.
That's
praise
right.
God. We got the winning ticket.
Yes.
Praise ye the Lord, and be ready for departure. Praise God. Lord made these bodies. He know about these bodies. Amen. And he is able to do, amen. As the scripture said, a seemingly above that we can ask of him. Amen.
God.
Praise God. Look at God. He'll work a miracle. I thank God. I said, I thank God.
Amen.
He is so good. All right, let's move over. Amen. Let's move over here. Amen. Just trying to show you what God can do. Amen. He's a man that can do all things. Let's go to St. John. St. John 5. St. John 5, verses 5 through 9. The Bible says, and a certain man was there. Let me back up here. Let me back up here a minute. Let's go back up here, the third verse. Amen. Indeed, these lay a great multitude of impotent folks, a blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. Now this place here, that's where the, I would call it the handicapped folks that had special needs.
Yes.
They was around this water.
Yes, that's right.
They would have hung out at. And impotent folks, the blind, the halt, the withered, and they were just waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, step in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had.
Yeah.
Amen. So that was a powerful pool there.
That's right.
Amen. Step right in,
yeah,
and you'll be made whole.
All right.
Praise God. But listen here. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity for 38 years. Long time, man.
Yeah.
It don't matter with Jesus. It don't matter if it was 38 or it was 8 years. Amen. It didn't matter with him.
That's right.
Come on now. And when Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, will thou be made whole?
All right now.
Amen. See, Jesus, he's always noticing. You know, he saw that man just sitting there, everybody else going in the pool, and here's this impotent man just sitting there. So the Lord inquired, amen. See, like we sung earlier yesterday, Jesus cares.
Yes.
Yes.
Jesus cares for us.
Yes.
Amen. See how he cared for this infant man? Well, amen. You know, he's laying there. So the infant man answered him and said, "Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me in the pool. But while I am coming, another step down before me." Amen. That was rude, wasn't it? You see, the impotent man wanted to get into the water just like you, but everybody was stepping in front of him and just walking around and just, they just going on in the pool, and here this little impotent man there. Amen. Nobody paying him no attention.
That's my Lord.
Sometimes, saints, we may get in that predicament. Seem like we just, nobody looking at us, nobody caring for us, nobody saying nothing to us. They just kicking us to the curb. Amen. But I want to tell you, long the Lord noticing you, I want to tell you, you're going to be all right.
Praise
God. This man right here, amen, I got something out of this message. Amen. That I've been preaching this thought for a long time. But I'm going to tell you, this man right here, praise God, I'm so glad that the Lord didn't even allow him to step in the pool.
Yes.
Amen. He didn't step. Have a step in the
pool. Right.
Come on, somebody.
Amen.
The Lord just spoke to him.
That's
amen. Right. Look what God will do. And people may look like they are getting ahead and then they running ahead of you, but you just stand there and wait on the Lord. Amen. The Lord showed up, and what did the Lord say? The Lord told him, he said, here. He said, folks just stepping down before me. Jesus said unto him, rise, take up thy bed and walk. Hello in here. Look at God. Amen. Didn't have to step in the pool, but the Lord just told him, you just arrive. Don't worry about getting in the water. You arrive and walk. And that's what the Lord is letting us know tonight. Amen. Rise, take up your bed and walk. If you believe, the work is done. Whatever you suffering with, if you believe that, the work is done. Because the Bible says, and immediately, not next day or next week, but immediately the man was made whole.
Praise God.
Amen. And he took up his bed and he walked. I heard this man was lame and wasn't able to walk. Now he done tuck his bed up. Now he's walking. Look at God when he do it.
Amen.
Amen. So he walked, and on that same day was the Sabbath. So nobody can make me doubt the Lord, because I know too much about him. You cannot make me doubt him. Praise God. Amen. I like when the Lord speak.
Yes.
Praise ye the Lord. He told him, said, just the only thing you need to do, don't worry about the water, stepping in the water. Just rise and take up your bed and walk.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. Amen. So listen to his voice. And that's what he's telling you tonight. Take up your bed and walk. Amen. Whatever you need, know that it can be done. God can do it. The thing you got to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank the Lord.
Amen.
Thank the Lord. Now let's move over here. Praise God. Let's move over here to Hebrew. Praise God, to let you know who we serve. Sometimes we forget who this man is, who Jesus Christ is. Amen. Amen. All right, let's go over here to Hebrew. Hebrew, the 4th chapter.
Seeing then that we have a great high priest.
Look out now. Amen.
That is passed into the heavens.
Praise God. Amen. Hold it right there, sister. We got to realize we're not just serving a peon God. Amen.
Nope.
We ain't serving a God that cannot provide. Hello. We're serving a mighty God. Bible said here, praise God. It said, what did it say, Sister Cynthia?
Seeing then that we have
a, not just a high priest, but a great high priest.
That is passed
unto the heavens.
Jesus, the Son of God.
Jesus, the Son of God.
Let us hold fast our profession.
Let us hold fast our profession.
For we have not a high priest.
Amen. For we have not a high priest
which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. But was in all points tempted like as we are.
Amen. But was in all points tempted like as we are.
Yet without sin.
So thank God tonight for this high priest.
Glory.
Praise God. Thank God tonight, amen, that this is said, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. Thank God, but was in all point tempted like we are.
Yes.
But he kept moving,
amen.
Yet without sin. So I'm here to tell you tonight, amen, whatever you need, I want to tell you we serve a God that can provide.
Right.
Amen.
That is the truth.
I want to let you know, just trust in the Lord. Do you know there's a difference between trusting and testing?
Yes. Right.
Sometimes we test them and, you know, hear the water, just kind of tap our feet in the water. But the Lord said, wait on that indeed. Amen.
Right.
Trust the Lord. Live or die. I'ma trust the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. Because I know through his word he has proven. Through the scripture he has proven what he can do. Amen. And the only thing we need to do is get that additional faith and believe in his word.
Yes.
Oh, amen.
Yes.
You know, when we don't have a faith, we really, when people see us sometimes, and they see we got that high testimony, amen, and then they see us, amen, down and out and can't hardly move around, they got second thoughts. Praise God. Amen. So we say he's mighty. We say he's great. We say he's a healer. We say he's a savior. We say he can do the do anything but fail. Prove it. Stand on the word.
Yes,
amen. Know what he said and stand on it.
Yes.
Amen. Yeah, the world ain't going to come when you're standing on the word. Amen. It might make you bend a little, but praise God when the sun shines. You understand right there.
That's
tell
right.
Them somebody.
That's right.
Ain't God good in here.
Amen.
Amen. Weeping and doing for night, huh? But joy will come in the morning.
Praise
God. So I want to tell you, amen, we've been weeping a long time now, but joy is here tonight.
Yes.